Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and today I'm connected with Brian Moot. Brian's currently on tour with the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. They have a show later on this evening happening at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Auditorium. Tickets are still available, by the way. Buy them now, TivoliChattanooga.com. Brian, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
We're so excited about your show tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. And before we get into that, Brian, I kind of wanted to talk about what Board Teachers is, because somebody might hear that and be like, oh, that's not necessarily for me, and I think they're going to be wrong. Obviously, we know it's a comedy tour, but kind of talk about Board Teachers, how it all got started, and then now evolved into this comedy tour, I guess.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's totally different than all the other comedy touring I've ever done. By the way, I would put that out there, first of all. Mm-hmm. These venues are incredible. We're not playing a Thursday night in, 10 o'clock in the back of a comedy club with nine people. So the energy of the crowd is incredible. So the Board Teachers are just comedians who all have a background in teaching. Some still do teach. Some are substitutes. But, yeah, just we all have a lot of relatable experience for what it is, what it takes to be an educator and laughing at your failures and telling stories and having a great time.
Yeah, no, it sounds like an interesting thing, and I'm kind of surprised on how much linkage there can be between the two professions. I guess you start thinking about it, it does make a lot of sense, but I think that comes as a surprise that, actual teachers can be comedians and vice versa. So what have you seen in your experience there? I know that you were a teacher yourself at one point, and obviously that's what the whole idea behind the tour.
I think the longer you teach, the more you realize, especially for me, I taught kindergarten, you realize if you don't laugh at yourself, you're not going to survive. So you start to realize that you've been playing to a crowd your entire career. I mean, the number of times kindergartners corrected me on things, spelling, sometimes the capitals of states, random piece of trivia knowledge they know, and they're so proud to tell you you're wrong. you slowly realize that you've been crafting an act. You just got to now tell it to adults.
Yeah.
Instead of 6 and 7 year olds.
And how does the content of Board Teachers resonate with actual educators, the people that are in that field and everything? I can only assume it goes over really well.
Yeah, I mean, the stories hit with everybody because everybody either was in school or they remember a teacher or maybe you remind them of a teacher. But really, like with these shows, if you either were an educator, you work in an educational setting, maybe support staff or something, or you're married to a teacher, you've heard the stories and they hit a lot harder. The references hit a lot harder. And the room, the energy is incredible because let's be honest, like when you work in education, you're underpaid, you're stressed out, and you're in a room full of people that all just want to have fun and have a couple drinks, loosen up. You know, if you're a little hungover on Friday, it was for a good cause, yourself, your own mental health. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And how many people are part of the comedy tour? I know that you'll be doing a set, but how many comedians/teachers join you on stage?
4 teachers per show, and everyone's got a totally different perspective, different background. So some folks, joke about teaching high school. I'm more of the elementary, repping for the juvenile prison guards that we end up feeling like sometimes when we're doing it. I'm telling stories about, getting, made fun of by kids on the playground when I was recess monitor trying to play basketball and missed a shot, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Do you miss it all, Brian? I'm not sure how long you've been a teacher, how long it's been, but do you miss the teaching aspect at all?
I like to volunteer at schools now. I like that. That's more of my lane. I found out really quickly that it was fun for me, but also I'm always like way too much of a good cop. Let's just say this way. I think everyone's better off for me being on this side and just doing the entertainment part rather than the educating part. Especially now that kids have smartphones, I would have never been able to make it through a day without being corrected on some.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think about that often, actually, just even going through all of elementary, middle school and everything with the smartphone. I'm so happy I didn't have to deal with any of that until now.
No, not at all. I mean, there were times that I didn't know something and I didn't want to show weakness, so I just make it up. I think I told every class I taught that the capital of Florida was Miami.
That's very funny. Yeah. Now they fact check you.
Yeah. They look back when they had trivia nights at bars and they go, oh, that Mr. Mood, he didn't know what he's talking about.
What an idiot. Yeah.
Moron.
I wanted to mention, too, Board Teachers is a great website that people can check out, boardteachers.com. A lot of resources there. Social media and online content play a huge role in what Board Teachers is. Do you have a take on that so people can know what they can expect if they check that out?
Yeah, the sketches that all of the comedians that work with Board Teachers do on Instagram are fantastic.
Yeah.
Everyone's really, really funny and really talented, and you will see some that would hit so hard with you either as a teacher, former teacher, or just maybe you were that kid in school that we're talking about. And there are ones that will really hit you nostalgically. You'll love them.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll make sure to put a link up too so you can get a direct link at hits96.com as well as tivolichattanooga.com so you can purchase your tickets. Happening in just a few hours, make sure you go over to the Memorial Auditorium. Tickets are still available and you'll be able to see Brian and the rest of the Board Teachers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beautiful auditorium. You said before we started talking here, Brian, that you've been to Chattanooga before. I'm not sure how much time
Yep.
you guys have here, but try to enjoy yourselves. And we wish you the best of luck with everything. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you come out, say hi. The meet and greets afterwards are a lot of fun. And I'm always down for an adventure after the show. So if anyone wants to track me down and show me the great bars in Chattanooga, I'm in.
There you go. Brian is game. That is tonight over at the Memorial Auditorium, tivolichattanooga.com for all the ticket information. Brian, have a fantastic time. We'll talk to you next time.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.